So we're in the Ben Ish Chai, Sefer Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Vayeshev, the Halachot of Chanukah, Halacha Yud Aleph. Ben Ish Chai writes, Madlikin bebet haKnesset umvarchim. So the minhag is that we light the Chanukiah, we light the menorah in the Bet haKnesset, and we make a bracha. Ach tzarich ze amadlik lehadlik bebeto, gam ken ulvarech, meaning even if you lit the menorah in your own house, in the Bet haKnesset, with the bracha, if you were appointed to be the one that made the bracha, when you go home and you light for your family members, you should still make another bracha. So, first things first, how long should the menorah be lit in the Beit HaKnesset? It's a very big question. Because we know at home, the shiur is Atshe Tichle Regel Min HaShuk, right? Which is a half hour, for at least a half hour after you light it, after Tzedek HaChavim, right? Now the problem is that that's very difficult to do in a Beit HaKnesset when you light it. Okay, during the week, I understand. During the week, you know, usually after Arvit, in many shuls, they don't close it up right away after the Minyan. There's a night seder or some sort of night program or a shiur or something that goes on there, and people are still going to be in the room. People are still going to be in the room afterwards. However, there's some batei knesiot that right after Arvit, Mincha Arvit, they lock up the shul, they close up the shul. So what's the shiur? So there's a machloka that's brought down. Some opinions, Rav Yosef writes, that just like at home, the shiur is a half hour, so too in Bekneset should be a half hour. L'chatchila, so too in Bekneset should be a half hour, should be lit for at least a half hour in the shul. However, he writes, and it's also brought down in Yalkut Yosef, that even though it's proper to be machmir, to be stringent, and have the menorah lit in the Beit Knesset for at least a half hour, however, there are certain times that it's going to be a little difficult to do that. For example, when everyone is leaving right after Arvit, and no one's going to be there, and there's really no Pirsumei Nisa anyways after Arvit, right? The whole point is Pirsumei Nisa, it's to publicize the miracle. Now, the minhag, the light in the Beit Knesset, the publicizing of the miracle is not for the outsiders, not for the people outside the window of the Beit Knesset, it's really for the people who came to pray, who came to daven, or came to learn, or whatever it is. And if those people are all disappearing, then Rav Adya writes, technically speaking, there's no need for to light it in the Beit Knesset, because everyone's leaving. So therefore, lechatchila, it's better to keep it lit for at least a half hour after lighting. However, if everyone's leaving and you're afraid to keep it lit because of a fire hazard, then you could take it out. You could put it out. You could put out the fire right after you light it. Meaning once people start leaving. So the minhag is to light it right before Arvit. That's the minhag. That's the time to light it. So after Arvit, it's mutar to put out the menorah, assuming everyone's leaving the shul. But obviously, it's preferred to keep it lit for at least a half hour. Zaka Baruch. Yeah, go ahead.